From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama says the failure of intelligence agencies to use available information to stop a failed bomber from boarding a Detroit-bound flight on Christmas Day is unacceptable. Mr. Obama demanded changes, and quickly. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president's tone was stern. His anger was clear as he spoke following a meeting with his top advisors at the White House. The administration is trying to find out why information wasn't shared between agencies to prevent a suspected terrorist from boarding a plane with explosives on Christmas Day. Mr. Obama said the information authorities needed to spot the threat was there and that analysts had access to it.
Now, I will accept that intelligence by its nature is imperfect. But it is increasingly clear that intelligence was not fully analyzed or fully leveraged. That's not acceptable, and I will not tolerate it.
The president said that initial reviews by agencies will be completed this week with specific recommendations for action to follow. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
At Newark International Airport in New Jersey, it's been found that a camera system was not recording images when a man breached security on Sunday evening. There were big delays as passengers had to be rescreened and a terminal thoroughly searched. The man still has not been identified or located. Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd is reported ready to announce he will not seek re-election this year, and Democrat Byron Dorgan of North Dakota says he won't run again. Republican Governor John Hovind says he's interested in running.
I expect we'll announce our intentions here within a couple weeks.
There are also reports that Colorado Democratic Governor Bill Ritter won't seek re-election. He's scheduled a news conference for today. Forecasters say the cold weather across the eastern half of the U.S. will continue for several more days. Farmers in the south are trying to protect their crops. Much of Britain is snowbound today as the country remains in the grip of the longest spell of cold weather in 30 years. Larry Miller reports from London.
The British military was drafted in to help rescue motorists in an overnight 10-mile traffic jam of 1,000 vehicles as a blizzard hit Hampshire in southern England. In some places, the snow is nearly a foot and a half deep. The UK is not set up for such weather. Many areas are running out of sand and salt for the main roads. Secondary and residential streets are pretty much ignored. Across the country, schools and businesses are closed. Most UK airports have shut at one stage or another, with hundreds of canceled flights. The cold wave is expected to last for the next 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Oil prices have gone up about 15% since the middle of last month, and analysts say gasoline prices will follow. One industry analyst says average gasoline prices will be $2.70 per gallon by this weekend. This is NPR News. President Obama is to meet with congressional leaders on health care legislation today. House Democratic leaders say they may skip a formal conference with the Senate to merge the two chambers' health care bills into one. Republicans opposed to the health care legislation say Democrats are trying to avoid public scrutiny. The head of NASA says the agency will not take money away from basic science in order to pay for manned space exploration. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports.
NASA is currently planning to retire its space shuttles later this year, then concentrate on building new rockets and capsules to return astronauts to the moon. But the White House has been reviewing those plans after an independent panel of experts reported that NASA's human spaceflight goals weren't feasible without a lot more money. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden spoke to astronomers at a meeting of the American Astronomical Society in Washington, D.C. He assured the researchers that science is important to NASA and to the president.
I can make this commitment to you as the NASA administrator. The future of human spaceflight will not be paid for out of the hide of the science budget.
He said NASA is working closely with the Executive Office of the President to help him determine the best path forward. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Italian media report that security around Pope Benedict has been reinforced after a woman knocked him to the ground at Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Photos show the aisle in the basilica has been widened by a yard, giving security agents more space to intervene if they need to. The Pope was not hurt in the Christmas Eve assault, but a French cardinal fell and had to undergo surgery for a broken leg. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.